Same Shift, Different Day by Andrea Yates.
Ah well, my deep contemplation has been rudely interrupted by my two youngest crashing through the door. Had a fight on the bus, Mum. Right. If Charlotte calls round, tell her it'll only be a minute, she shouts from the loo. As the door knocked, I knew it would be Charlotte, so I informed her my daughter would be 2 minutes. Thunder rolled down the stairs, knickers round her ankles. Thanks a lot, Mum, for making me have no mates, she spat. Why, what did I do? I asked forlornly. You said I'd be 2 minutes. I told you to say one minute. Right. I tried to change the mood by asking, after they'd done their homework, what would they like to do this evening? Go to McDonald's, suggests my youngest son. With only £2.48 in my pocket, this could be a potentially explosive situation. Do you want to paint? I smile enthusiastically. You'll have to get everything ready for us. And anyway, why can't we go to McDonald's? My son asks again. Because I haven't got any money. But you save loads of money for bills and holidays, and you always give us change when we're there for the arcades and stuff. That's probably why I've got no money. And anyway, I don't think Mr. McDonald would appreciate £10 all in 2p's, I reply. Well, you'll just have to get the paints then, my daughter says in a despondent manner. Here we go, down to the real work. Started cooking the tea, dog and cat need feeding. Get water, pallets, paints and brushes and all the other paraphernalia. Chips are burning, trip over the dog, put the washer on, take stuff out of the tumble dryer. Dog has started digging a hole in the garden so she can bury one of my slippers. Not very good when a glass has just crashed to the floor. Can you help me, kids, and pass me a pair of shoes, I plead. Oh, Mum, we're just about to start painting. But I've broken a glass. I have no shoes on and I'm stranded. Door goes. Going out with Charlotte, Mum. But I've just got the painting stuff out and ready. Please get me some shoes, someone, I plead helplessly. I'll get you some, Mum, the youngest shouts from the other room. Bless his little cotton socks. Door goes again. Gone. Left me stranded there in the kitchen. No change there, then. Even the dog feels sorry for me and brings in my now muddy slipper. Right. Now I have a slipper. I'll see if I can salvage the chips while sweeping the floor, trip over the canine who now thinks her name is Piss Off Dog. Mum, Charlotte's gone off with Demi, my daughter sobs. Don't worry, she'll soon be knocking on again. As I try to cuddle and comfort her, the door crashes open yet again. Mum, the football's stuck in the tree, my youngest tells me. So there I am, skirt with a slit up to the thigh, climbing up a tree in full view of the street. God, have people got nothing better to do than gawp? I manage to dislodge the ball and it falls to the ground. Nice one, Mum. Cheers for that, he shouts as he picks up the ball and trundles back off to Jack's. Are you going to help me down? Back in a bit, Mum. My next door neighbour kindly offered to help me down. Kept his hands on my bum a little longer than I would have liked, mind you. Never mind. The old chap's 83. Why not give him a bit of excitement? It might be the last chance he gets looking at him. I don't really know much about his past. We don't exactly socialise. I take him meals round occasionally, usually if I've made too much casserole, which he always seems to be thankful for. What would I know? He probably gives it to his cat. He asks me in for a brew. I know he would like company, but it really is a busy time of day for me. It always seems to be busy, and it's the same routine every day. Chaos. Or as I prefer to call it, same shift, different day. Later on that evening, the old chap next door died. Bloody hell. It's amazing what a quick feel of someone's bum can do when you're 83. It had been noticed by another neighbour. He had seemed a little unsteady on his feet. Not surprised, really. I have put quite a bit of weight on. I thought I'd just check to make sure he was okay, as I was the only person on the street with a key. I knocked, but there was no answer, so I let myself in. I thought he was just having a nap in his chair, but I soon realised he was dead. I called the emergency services, but there was obviously nothing they could do for him. While I waited for the private ambulance to come and collect him, I noticed a letter. It was on his coffee table. It was addressed to me and the children. I knew he had no surviving family. He told me that. I opened the letter and a huge blanket of sorrow enveloped me. He was thanking me for all the help and comfort I'd shown him over the last 20 years. Strange. I didn't think I'd done anything apart from avoiding him like the plague on many occasions. There were also notes attached to various objects around the room. For him, there was no more Groundhog Day. No more same shift, different day. I wondered what he would have given for just one more minute, hour or day. The children appeared once they saw the ambulance. For the first time, I saw my children cry for somebody else. Although I was sorry for their grief, I was inwardly grateful for their show of compassion. In what seemed like a millisecond, he was gone. His house was left empty and soulless. I cried. 5 minutes later, tripped over the dog, started trying to salvage the chips again, put more washing in the washer, took the stuff out of the dryer and put all the painting equipment away carefully. Is tea ready? Charlotte's gone in for hers and I'm starving now. Jack has to do his homework now, so he's gone in. What's for tea? Can we paint now while you're messing around in the kitchen? Oh well, that didn't last long, did it? Just the same shift, but a different day. At least I've got one, though. Another day.
Same Shift, Different Day was performed by Angela Moore. The piece was written by Andrea Yates and directed by Aaron Kelly.